Martin Hale, Marty, 77, class of 58.
I'm the elder statesman. I'm Pete Paulette, 78, class of 58.
Okay, what did you do for fun when you were at Kate?
Sarah, I think we created our own fun in a lot of different ways. And
well, I don't know, there's lots of things. I think primarily hanging out. And, you know, you'd play baseball, you'd go down to Carp. In those days, you mostly walked, use the beach. We had a beach house then, we the school. And that was a wonderful thing to have, and go swimming in mid-February when the water was warm.
Warm in February?
Yeah, they'd have a current that would come in every year.
I don't remember that.
Of course, what was warm for somebody who was 15 was not what would be considered warm when you're 78 or even 48.
One particular evening, it just seemed important to have some means of lightening the evening. And it was about that time that the Whammo people introduced the whoopee cushion. And at that point, our headmaster, Mr. Parkman, was a delightful guy, and Mrs. Parkman was a delightful lady, but she was somewhat unusual in some respects. I'm not sure she was ever fully at ease with our student body. And each of them would sit at the beginning of the assembly on either side of the fireplace. Well, one particular evening, I found it irresistible to place a whoopee cushion. I guess I shouldn't say I. Somebody found it irresistible to place a whoopee cushion under Mrs. Parkman's pillow on her chair. So Mr. Parkman called the room to order, and it was dead silent. You could hear a pin drop, and Mrs. Parkman was seated. And the resounding report from the whoopee cushion brought the entire room to its knees, and I think it was 10 minutes before Mr. Parkman could regain control and order of what went on. So that's kind of my recollection of having a little fun on the Mesa.
Since you guys all must have known Mr. Kate, can you tell us a little bit about your, what do you remember about him, and what do you think was important about him?
He wasn't chummy with anybody. He was always the strict disciplinarian. I always remember he allowed a pool to go in at his house, the Mesa house, but he never allowed it to be heated. Just like the dorms were,
And the showers in the early days. Thank heaven that didn't exist when we were here.
We were there, exactly.
We actually got heat.
I doubt that I spoke more than 10 or 15 words with Mr. Kate in my 3 years here. He was an austere, as it turns out, I realize, a complete New Englander. And very, stiff in appearance, as Tal said, always immaculately dressed, and he'd walk around, and somehow there was just sort of an aura about him that made you not want to go and strike up a conversation. So I just remember him as the senior founder of the school and a remote character, remote person for me. Well, we're here.
Yeah.
And pick up a conversation like it was yesterday.
Each class throughout the years at Kate is somewhat different. If you took the class that followed us, the class of 59, those guys are joined at the hip.
Yeah, they really are.
And if you happen to be a Southern Californian and you went to San Francisco for the weekend and you didn't touch base with all your classmates in San Francisco, you got earful after that, and vice versa. They were very cohesive, very close as a class. We were not. We were kind of disjointed, but I think the fondness that we all felt for each other sort of transcended getting together as frequently as they did.
It's the fondness for the shared experience that we had for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, however long.
Well, you were a Jimmy, and you went all the way through to graduation. Marty and I came in the 10th grade.
What does Jimmy mean?
Jimmy means an 8th grader.
Going back to when we had five potential years at Kate. And I think that those of you who were part of that Jimmy class were sort of a microcosm, if you will, of our bigger class who came a little bit later on, because some of you did the whole five-year thing, and you were kind of special for that. The rest of us were here a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it happened to be. But there is something about the experience of being here that is irreplaceable. It's Kate. It's a Kate experience. We all hear about it, and we all live it, and it's a very special thing. And Marty, to your point about picking up our conversations where we left them off, that's what we do. We may not see each other for a number of years, and then we just resume.